When I was a young man 100 years ago, my favorite camera was the Olympus OM-1. They're back, baby. The OMD is here, and we'll have the review next on Before You Buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. Before You Buy is brought to you by Stamps.com. Start using your time more effectively with Stamps.com. Use Stamps.com to buy and print real U.S. postage the instant you need it, right from your desk. For the special offer, go to Stamps.com now, click on the radio microphone, and enter Before You Buy. Hey, it's Leo Laporte. We've got a great Before You Buy. We're going to see if Jambox can make this any bigger. We've got a weird little product called the Swivel. And yes, your very own personal helicopter, all coming up in just a bit. But let's start with a review of this. This made me so nostalgic. I loved my OM-1. Many people did. One of the best film cameras ever made. Olympus is back with a kind of a tribute to the OM-1. They call it the OMD, a digital version of the OM-1 system based on the Micro Four Thirds format. Who better to review it than our own Tony Wang? Tony, what'd you think?
I'm Tony for TWiT and Before You Buy, and today I'm here with the Olympus OMD EM5 Micro Four Thirds camera. Let's take a look at what this camera has to offer.
The Olympus OMD EM5 is the newest offering in their lineup of Micro Four Thirds. The EM5 is a tribute to the OM range of 35mm SLRs, which is one of their best-selling cameras back in the day. There's definitely some design cue taken from the original OM and added to the OMD. And you can see on top, there's the electronic viewfinder in place of the original mirror prism. There's also a 3-inch OLED capacitive touchscreen that's capable of tilting up 80 degrees and down 50 degrees. The camera features a 16-megapixel Micro Four Thirds sensor, as well as a new 5-axis in-body image stabilization system. The camera is also weather sealed, and the EM5 is available in body only, as well as a kit with a 12-50mm lens. And the lens features electronic as well as manual zoom, and the lens also has a macro mode built in. The optional battery grip actually gives you twice the battery life, since you can have one battery in the body and then one in the grip. And personally, I think the battery grip actually makes the camera a lot easier to hold in portrait as well as landscape. And I highly recommend the battery grip, even though it adds bulk and weight to the camera. The ergonomics is slightly cramped with the power switch in the odd place in the lower right-hand corner. It's easy to operate without looking at the camera. You can just reach into your camera bag, turn on the camera, and you're ready to go. The Olympus boasts the world's fastest autofocusing system, and I would say it's probably the fastest in Micro Four Thirds, if not faster than most DSLRs. It's definitely faster than my 5D Mark II when it comes to autofocusing. The focus tracking system is not the greatest, but the fast autofocus makes up for it if your subject isn't moving too fast. The dual dial control is easy to find and use with good tactile feedback, and the camera is also quieter than most when it comes to shutter sound. And the EM5 is also capable of shooting 9 frames per second in burst mode. The ISO ranges from 200 to 25,600. And it actually performs really well when you're shooting RAW, so make sure you're shooting in RAW and not JPEG. The face recognition actually works surprisingly well. It actually tracks multiple faces at once, and I've seen as many as 3 faces being tracked. There are some built-in art filters, but I wouldn't recommend them since they make your picture look like they're shot with a cell phone. Pro of the camera, all physical controls are in the right place and everything has good tactile feedback. The camera is weather-sealed, body and the kit lens. And the functional touch display works really well with no lag and very good color recreation, and also easy to view in sunlight. Con of the camera, focusing tracking system is not the best. And the price.
Buy, try, or don't buy, I would definitely say it's a buy, even if you're looking for a digital SLR, or maybe it's going to be your first Micro Four Thirds camera. It is pricey. It's not the cheapest. It's not entry-level Micro Four Thirds camera, but with all the feature, functionality, and the performance, it is definitely a buy for me. So go out there and buy it. I'm Tony for Twit, and before you buy, and this is the Olympus OMD EM5.
Wow. This really brings back some memories. I'm excited about the mirrorless Micro Four Thirds format. Thank you, Tony Wang. Tony is one of our oldest employees and one of my favorite guys around the Twit Cottage because he's so dry, you know? He's very droll. Now let's introduce one of our newest employees, Josh Windisch. Josh, it's great to have you.
Great to be here.
Ironically, you're not the newest anymore, and we just hired you like 2 weeks ago.
I know.
Josh is working on the new Tech Guy Labs site. In fact, he's entering in all the data, but we'll find other things for you to do too, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Well, we found one thing for you to do. We found a helicopter for
you
to fly. What is this? This the Parrot AR drone has been around for a while. In fact, I remember it's got a lot of attention at CES about 3 years ago because, it was a perfect thing for network television because it just hovered.
Yeah.
It floated. Well, they've done some things to improve it. First of all, they've improved the balancing act. It's got four rotors in it, but they've also put a camera on it. And this is a pretty cool. So you got to review it, you lucky son of a gun.
I know.
How do you fly it?
So basically, here, let's put it on the floor.
You want to fly it?
Yeah.
We can fly it now?
Yeah, let's fly it now.
What could possibly go wrong?
Let's fire this baby. Don't say that.
Now, they do put a guard. You don't have to use the guard, but they do put a guard around it so that if it did run into you. But
yes.
These are plastic rotors. They're not
I still wouldn't want to get hit by
right.
one.
Okay.
Okay, so let's take off.
Is it
off.
Hard to fly, did you find?
You know, it actually...
Wow. That's like my Dyson.
Okay.
Look at that. Why don't I just stay there for a second?
Whoa. Okay.
Look at that. Ow! Okay, just so you know,
yeah.
It doesn't hurt that much. It stabilizes, so... Even if you try to knock it off course, it actually is, and that's software that's
right.
carefully working to keep it balanced. So not hard to keep hovering. How do you steer it?
So you steer it with the accelerometer of the device that you're using. So with
iPhone,
the iPad
or Android
yep,
phone.
That's right, and it will use the accelerometer to steer it. The cool thing about this one that's an upgrade from the last is something called absolute control. Which is actually kind of a miscommunication in the instructions because they talk about absolute control and magneto control.
Right.
Which, they're the same thing. So
okay.
In the app, if you turn absolute control on, no matter which way the device is facing, because you can see I can turn
Look
it.
Look at that.
No matter
Look at
which
that.
Way it's facing, when I steer it toward me, it will come toward me.
Left is left, right is right.
That's right.
And you know, when they first came out with this, they had games that would play outside at CES, and it was very difficult because you had to get used to the fact that the orientation could change depending
right.
on how the drone was oriented. So this way, it's always going to go the
it's
way you expect.
It's always going
it.
To go the way you expect.
Makes
so
it
now,
much
if
easier
I can
to fly.
Get this. If
this
I can get this
so
over
cool.
here, I want to show something else that's really cool.
Okay.
If we can switch
good.
To another
just
camera.
Right through the wires. That's
there
good.
There we go. All right.
All right. Isn't that spooky? It's just floating there.
It is. So this is what I want to show.
Don't kill Alex, okay? you can get that other guy, though. I don't care if you hit him.
Okay. So now if I double tap on the screen, watch what happens. Nothing.
What's supposed to happen?
It's supposed to do a flip.
No.
It's supposed to do a barrel roll.
You mean it just have an automatic barrel roll button?
And for some reason, it's not doing it on the iPad.
What could possibly go wrong? You know this is $1 million studio, right, Josh?
Don't tell me that right now. Don't tell me that.
Right, new employee.
Don't tell me that.
Well, let's see let's a barrel see. Roll.
Give it, I can't get it to do it. Well, that's the only real trick that...
And we have some video, right? We can show some video of you using this.
We do have
this.
Video. Actually, the first one is just me kind of flying it around in the basement.
Much better place because it's harder to get in trouble down there.
There's the video that it takes. So it takes
That's
HD.
That's coming off the drone.
Yes, it takes HD video. So there's the perspective of the drone
and
right
you can
there.
See it's a very wide angle. So you could actually fly. And this is, again, the drone?
Yes, this is the drone. This is 720p.
Wow. So you could fly it above a roof or... Wow,
yep, you could. Now, we didn't want to do that because... It was
the
so
winds,
windy.
We would lose it, for sure.
Yes, with the
so
wind.
He's landed there.
So yeah, landed
Now, I have
too.
To say, that is already like 100 times easier to fly.
Yeah.
Unless you're amazingly skilled.
No,
and
I'm not.
I don't suspect you are. No knock on you, Josh.
Of course.
But You've only had this a week. Less than a week, really. Four days you've had it.
Yeah, well, we were playing around with it on the radio show, too.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So what's the other video here?
So the other video is actually, because it has two cameras. It has one pointing forward, and there's another one on the bottom. The bottom one isn't HD, so it's not going to look as good. But here's me right here. I landed it on Burke's face, and I don't know what the green artifacting was.
Burke's smart because he does have a special... By the way, that's how you should do this, with a protective shield.
Actually, you probably shouldn't try to land it on anyone's face at all.
Do not land.
But if you're going to, Burke was smart on that one.
Now, is it hours of fun? I mean, or did you kind of lose interest after a while?
Well, see, that's the thing. That's kind of what I was dealing with, is it seems like it's fun for a while, and then I feel like this could possibly wear off, because there's no real practical use for this.
Right.
It's just fun, and it's an amazing device. I mean, it hovers in midair.
You could use it as an aerial camera. I mean, it might make interesting videos.
That is interesting. The only
bad part is... Can you put something on it? Like, could you put a GoPro Hero on it or something like that? Or is it... It probably won't support enough
weight. I don't think it would support the weight. But
it's really for what it is, right?
The bad part, though, is the battery. And that's what kind of prevents you from doing anything practical with it.
Right.
Because the battery, you get like 10, 15 minutes tops of flying time with it. Especially if you're doing barrel rolls and stuff, it's going to drain that battery really fast. Like, we went through, just when we were playing around with this, down to 41%. So
that was half the battery life, what you just saw.
Yeah.
And how long does it take to charge it back up?
That is a good thing, an hour to an hour and a half.
Okay.
So it charges up fast.
That's a good thing for parents to be aware of. If you want to get this and play with your kids, they're going to be a little frustrated because 10 minutes later, it's, okay, kids, we've got to take a break for an hour and a half now.
Although, if you're me, you're happy to have that break because you just, it's scary.
Tense. Is it tense?
It's scary.
When you're flying it?
Flying that thing is scary. But the good thing is you can buy other batteries, so you can have four batteries if you want.
Ah.
And keep them all charged and swap them out.
How much are the batteries?
The batteries, I'm not sure how much
we'll
they
find
cost.
Out. So that's good to know that you can have other batteries charged. The other thing you said you didn't like was the iPhone app.
Yeah, the iPhone and iPad app, you saw it a little bit right there with the flip.
You pressed
barrel
the button,
roll,
didn't do anything.
And it didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Well, earlier, I was getting this thing to do barrel rolls like crazy, and I can't do it now. But the app is very unstable. I've actually read stories of people that had the device flying in midair.
Right.
The app crashed. The device still stayed flying until they relaunched the app, and then it just crashed to the ground.
That's not good.
Probably not good.
Because this is not a cheap article. How is it talking... Is it Wi-Fi? How is it talking to you?
That's the other thing. The other thing I don't really care for is it actually connects to the AR drone's Wi-Fi. So the AR drone is a Wi-Fi hotspot that's not connected to the internet. It just connects to the iPhone.
So
you're
taking yourself offline on the iPhone or iPad when you're using the AR drone.
And it cannot be a client on a Wi-Fi network either.
Okay. What else? I mean, I have to say, it has a high cool factor.
Oh, yeah. The cool factor. See, this is what made me think... The cool factor.
We were
alone.
Excited. We thought, oh man, when this came in, we were really excited.
Really excited to play with it. And I feel like, have you ever seen the Louis C.K. bit on Conan O'Brien where everything's amazing and nobody's happy?
Yeah.
I feel like if I say this device isn't any good.
You have a helicopter.
I have a helicopter that's floating in midair miraculously.
Floating. And you're saying I want more.
And it's
what's
only
wrong
get,
with you, Josh?
You only get 15 minutes of
you're
time.
What's wrong with this world. You Gen Xers or Yers or Zers or whatever
but
gen you're in.
I will say one cool thing about when the battery runs out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're flying it at the time, it actually knows in advance, and it will automatically lower the device smoothly and land it itself.
So it doesn't crash land when it runs out of juice.
It does not crash land when it runs out of juice.
That's a good thing.
Only when the app crashes and you try to reload it.
So let's get the pros and cons. This is the Parrot AR Drone 2.0, the new AR drone.
It is.
Yeah. Pros?
Pros, I would say, obviously, the cool factor that it hovers. The HD video looks very nice. It's also very smooth, you know, when it takes it. It's kind of cool to look at.
Yeah.
The other pro, I guess I would say, is the absolute control, which is the update from
makes
the last
it a
one.
Makes it a lot easier
makes
to fly.
Makes it so much easier to fly, because now I can just, you know, I can tilt away
from
me. I
was actually impressed that you were able to, you know, just kind of move around very easily.
It doesn't matter which direction the device is facing, you can...
Because the original one, I had a hell of a time flying it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so what's the cons on this?
The cons, I say battery is probably number one because that's...
10 minutes.
Yeah, you don't get much time with it. Number two is the app. The app is really flaky, in my experience.
They might fix that, though.
They could fix that later, though, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And
price.
It's price.
How
price
much is it?
$300.
$300. That's with everything, though. The app doesn't cost more. You get you
the
download
app comes
the app.
Free.
The $300 for the Parrot AR drone. It seems fairly robust. You haven't broken it and crashed it.
Well, I've been very careful. I've been wearing kid gloves with this thing. I've been wanting to do some really cool things, and I've been going, nope, 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 I can't do that because we wanted to show it on the show.
All right,
Josh
Windisch, this is the hard part, and I was coaching you before the show.
Yeah.
It's very hard when you're reviewing something like this, and there are definitely pros and there are definitely cons to come up with a recommendation, but I don't want you to say try. I want you to say buy or don't buy.
Okay, I'm a very indecisive person, but I'm going to have to say buy.
Buy.
Again, I can't say this device isn't amazing.
Buy it if you can afford $300. You can live with the battery
it's
life
a toy.
And an app that's kind of flaky.
You have to live. You have to accept the fact that this is a toy. This
right.
is something you're going to play with. This is not going to have any practical use. That being said, there's a lot of fun to be had with this thing.
Well, I think that you did a great job. And just for that, I'm going to give you the official clipboard of the Twit Empire as a parting gift. No, I'll take it back. No, you can have
I
it.
Like
you want
clipboards.
It? All right, it's yours.
Yeah.
I give it to you. This fuzz I'll keep.
Taking it.
Thank you, Josh Windisch. Josh, our newest employee working on the Tech Guy Labs, and he reviewed the Parrot AR Drone 2.0. Thank you, Josh.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got some mini reviews. Sarah Lane is going to join us to talk about something called the Swivel. I don't know how much she liked it. And the old redhead himself, Chad Johnson, reviews some headphones designed specifically for gaming. But before we talk about that, let me talk a little bit about Stamps.com. Stamps.com means you don't have to go to the post office anymore. You print your own U.S. postage with your computer, your printer, no special inks. You don't have to lease a postage meter anymore. It's just you print the stamps from Stamps.com. You can even print right on the envelope. It looks really great. You know what? Next time I'm going to bring, because that's how we do it, I'll bring some of our envelopes. It's so cool. You put your logo on there. With this, the scale that you get, and by the way, I'll tell you how you get that for free. With the USB scale, you always have exactly the right postage. You never pay a penny more than you need. Are you an Amazon or eBay seller? You'll love Stamps.com. It actually prints the forms automatically from the seller, the buyer data on the website. Same with QuickBooks. You don't have to type in addresses for your invoices anymore. And the post office loves Stamps.com so much, they want you to use it so much, they offer discounts you can't get at the post office, up to 21% on express mail, up to 15% on priority mail. You're just going to love Stamps.com. I want you to try our special no-risk trial offer. This is a special deal just because you're watching the show today. If you visit Stamps.com and you see that $80 deal, yeah, now click the microphone above it there. Yeah, that's it. And enter the offer code before you buy. All one word, before you buy. And you will turn that $80 no-risk trial into a $110 no-risk trial. That's $55 worth of postage coupons. That's the USB scale. That's a $5 supply kit. That's a one-month trial. All you do is pay shipping and handling for the scale. That's it. It is a really great deal, and I really want you to try it. Stamps.com. We actually have two accounts now at the Brick House because we use it so much. Stamps.com. Time for mini reviews. You know, it's appropriate that the mini review was one of our miniest employees. She's going to kill me. Sarah Lane reviews The Swivel. Sarah?
Hey, everybody. Sarah Lane from Twit here with this episode of Before You Buy. I am playing around with something. It's pretty interesting. It's called The Swivel, and it is allowing my iPhone to follow me because it is talking to this little swivel remote that I've got in my hand. Swivel remote is just playing off of a couple of AAAs. There's a couple of AAs in the swivel base. And pretty much as I talk, it follows me. Now, horizontally, I don't actually have to do anything except just have my remote on, and it's smart enough to know where it wants me to be or where at least my arm wants me to be. But if I want it to actually swivel vertically, if I want it to tilt up and down, I can actually hold. There's a little check mark up on the upper button of this remote. And sure enough, I can get it to swivel up or swivel down if I want someone to be looking at my new shoes that I just got. Now, you might say to yourself, that's mildly interesting, but why really would anybody want this? This just doesn't make sense. Why would you ever really need to have a video of yourself moving around? I initially thought maybe you wanted to host some sort of a YouTube cooking show or something, and you wanted to show what you were doing in real time, and you're going to be moving around, and you didn't want to be holding your phone, but you do still have to hold the remote. So I don't know how would really make sense. What I think this is best for is something like video conferencing. If you've got to be recording a video for somebody and you've got maybe a wall behind you and you want to be looking at something over here and pointing to it, and then you might be pointing to something over here, it's a very, very easy way to do this without actually having a second person following your moves with the phone. So this is an iPhone device. Swivels for iPhones, 3GS, the 4, the 4S, iPod Touch. But if you have something like a Quick Cam or a little flip cam that's small enough to fit in here, there's a little camera adapter as well that'll let you attach a camera. So it's not just for iPhones. Now, even though it follows my movements pretty well, it does a pretty good job of this, particularly horizontally. Vertically is a tiny bit more cumbersome, even though it works. It's $180. That's kind of a lot, in my opinion, for something like this. If you've got a need for it, if you're going to be doing a lot of video conferencing and this is the sort of thing that you go, this could really have helped me out so many times, maybe it's worth it to you. But I would say for most people, $180 is just too steep. One other potential con that would be an issue in my living room is that it's transmitting over the 2.4 gigahertz band. And a lot of devices have issues with this. This is not an exception. So if you have issues with that, if you have a lot of devices in your house and you have experienced interference before, something to consider before you spend $180 that might not work in the media room that you'd like it to. All in all, I like the swivel. It does what it says it'll do, but $180 is just too steep, and I think that this is more a novelty gadget than something that I would use on a daily basis. For me, I would not buy.
Hello, my name is Chad Johnson. I'm with Twit and Before You Buy, and I'm reviewing the Corsair Vengeance 2000 series wireless headset. To start off this review, let's go around the hardware. There are large earphone cups, and these cups have this nice microfiber memory foam padding in them. On the side here, on the left cup, there is a power button, as well as a volume up-down slider, and then also a microphone boom. Along the top, we have a synthetic leather that is really comfortable. It also has foam underneath. And on the sides, these cups, they swivel in and out. So you can rest them on your shoulders just like this, or you can put them back up. Now, this is a wireless headset, so it comes with a wireless dongle. It's a USB plug-in dongle for your laptop or desktop. And then it also comes with a USB charger. And on the headphones, it's just a micro USB port for charging. Now let's get into the software. This headset is compatible with PCs and Macs. On the PC side, you're going to get a custom EQ software to help level out your gameplay. And on the Mac, you just use your normal system settings to engage the headset. Now let's get into performance. Here are some of the specs pulled off the website. Frequency response from 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz, 50 millimeter drivers, wireless range up to 40 feet, and battery life up to 10 hours. And the microphone is a unidirectional noise-canceling condenser mic. For me, I just found sound performance really great. I really could not tell the difference between this wireless headset and some headsets that I've had that are actually wired. So for me, there was almost no difference in performance. Battery life, I would say, is comparable. They said 10 hours. I got around 6 to 7 out of a lot of gameplay. In fact, they actually, I forgot to charge them overnight, and I was in the middle of a game, and they completely died on me. They do beep when they're running low on battery, but I thought that beeping was part of the game, caused a little bit of confusion on my end. So battery life is not exactly where I wish it would be. Let's get into the pros and cons of this device. One big pro is that they are really comfortable, and I could wear them for extended periods of time. Great build and sound quality out of this device. And it's wireless, so you don't got to worry about those wires all over your system. As far as the cons, this requires a very large USB dongle to operate, so may not look that great sticking out of your laptop. And the battery life was not quite what I expected. Finally, these cost around $150. Buy, try, don't buy for the Corsair Vengeance 2000 wireless headset. I'm going to say buy. Now, there's a little bit of a stipulation with this. I'd suggest that you buy it for your desktop, not for your laptop. If you have a laptop, that dongle was really, really big sticking out of my laptop. So I'd suggest only for a desktop, solid buy. This has been Chad Johnson for Twit and Before You Buy. Thanks for watching.
Breaker 19, we got us a convoy. Oh, I like this. This is good. I could wear this all the time. Thank you, Chad, the old redhead, the producer of This Week in Tech, This Week in Google, Mac Break Weekly. We appreciate your review of these, of course, their headphones. Thanks also to Petite Sarah for her review of the swivel. You can find the full versions of these reviews on our YouTube channel, along with all of our reviews, youtube.com/twit. Just look in the BYB reviews. All right, I'm going to review something now, and I have to say I'm perfectly qualified to do this because I love this thing. You know what this is? This is the Jambox from Jawbone. You know Jawbone, they make Bluetooth headsets. I think it's about a year ago that Dick DiBartolo, the Gizwiz, gave me this. He said, oh, Leo, this is fantastic. It's no wires. It's a speaker. It sounds great. You can use it as a speakerphone, too. And actually, this particular Jambox has been all over the place. We went around Cape Horn together when I journeyed to South America. It's been to the Falkland Islands. And I love it because I turn it on in hotels and I can listen to music on my phone and so forth. Well, how do you make the Jambox better? Well, according to, get ready for this, the Jawbone folks, you make it bigger. This is the new one, the Big Jambox. It has many of the same features, these controls on the top. It has a Bluetooth speakerphone. You charge it. Actually, this one now, because it's so big, has a plug-in-the-wall charger as well as a USB connector. You can update the firmware on this. And there is firmware because I'll tell you, just listen, when I turn it on, this thing has a personality. How do you like that? And when I want to pair it with something, I could just press the Bluetooth
button. Big Jambox is in pairing mode.
And it talks
to you.
Waiting
for device to connect.
It has buttons on the top. Oh, it's okay. We don't have to connect.
Big Jambox could not pair.
Thank you. That's because I stopped you. Has buttons on the top for speakerphone, for pause and play, next track, previous track, and volume controls. And, you know, it is bigger. And as usual with the speakers, bigger is usually better. Let me put some music on here. First, I have to tell it that I want to pair with the outside world.
Battery is about 3/4 full.
Oh, thank you. That's good to know. That's another nice feature, is it'll let you know what the battery is. I'm going to put this back into pairing mode.
Big Jambox is in pairing mode.
And I'll pair this up
for device to connect
with my phone. This is the Galaxy S3. By the way, I'll review that next week if you're interested in this, the newest, hottest phone for Android, the Galaxy
Big
S3.
Big Jambox paired.
Okay. Now, I'll play some music, shall I? Let's pick something entertaining. How about a little bit of a Bach, perhaps? Yes, you may play now. I'm turning up really loud, I gotta warn you. All right, now you can't tell at home. But that's that really sounds good. It's really loud. Let's play something else here. How about Giant? All right, I'm going to turn it down a little bit. That is a big sound. Could you tell? And it sounds pretty good. I mean, it's got a nice, rich bass. It is loud. You could certainly fill a hotel room with it. Let me pause that for a minute. It's really loud. It comes in a variety of colors. So that's the Big Jambox. Now, let me tell you the pros and cons. I love the user interface. I love the way it talks to you. It really does work well as a Bluetooth speakerphone. You bring this to your office, put it on the desk, and you can make phone calls. And, of course, they're public phone calls because the sound is coming through the speaker. You could talk to it. The microphone's pretty good. Nobody will ever say, hey, are you on a Bluetooth Jambox or something? Of course, Jawbone knows this business, and they make very good speaker phones. I like the easy-to-use controls. I love it that you could press a button and find out
battery is about 3/4 full.
That you got 3/4 of a charge. It charges up in just a couple of hours and will last all day on a single charge. And the sound is great, but pros and cons. User interface is great. Sound is great. Cons, it is expensive. $300. That's an awful lot. I think for that price, you could actually probably get better speakers. It's also, unlike the original Jambox, a little too big to pack. This thing is heavy and big. I think this would be great maybe for your desk at your office, but it's not the portable solution that the original Jambox was. I'm going to stick with my original smaller Jambox, and frankly, that's what I'd recommend you buy if you're looking for a portable solution. The big box is just too darn big, so I'm afraid I cannot recommend this, except maybe if you want to put it on your desk at work or something like that. The big Jambox smart speaker from Jawbone. Nice job, Jawbone. It's a really cool device, but frankly, I like the little one just a little bit better. That's it for this edition of Before You Buy. We thank all of our reviewers, Josh Windisch, Tony Wang, Sarah Lane, Chad Johnson. Great job, guys. Go to YouTube if you want to see all the reviews again, or send them links to your friends. Share them with your friends. We'd appreciate that. And if you have a question or comment, a suggestion for something you'd like to see reviewed, BYB at twit.tv is our email address. You don't have to tell me about the Sonos subwoofer. I hear you loud and clear. I hear it loud and clear, too. We'll get that for review. Yeah, because we love the Sonos products, and I would like to hear what their subwoofer sounds like. Next week, I promise you, I will be reviewing this hot new phone, the Galaxy S3. Already, internationally, they've sold 9 million units on pre-order, and some say this is going to be a better-selling phone than anything Galaxy Samsung has ever done, maybe even better than the iPhone as well. And you know what? I'll give you a little sneak peek. It's pretty darn good. Thanks for joining us. We do this show right now. We do the show 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern time on Thursdays. We are moving in July. What day are we moving? Do you know? July 3rd, I think. Yeah? The July 3rd, we'll be moving to Tuesdays, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, a little bit earlier in the day. Thanks to Nicole Lee, our producer. Thanks to you for watching. Remember, you got to watch before you buy. See you later.